8th parak of Erechin, 4th Mishnah. Machim Odom Mitzoynum Mivkoyim Avodom Mishivchoysov Hakananim. A person can make a cherim. This is not talking about excommunication. This is talking about a cherim that goes to the Kohanim. And there's a similar cherim that goes to the Beis HaMikdash. And he can make this cherim out of anything that he owns. It could be his sheep and goats and cows, servants, female servants. We're talking about the Kananim, the ones that were not Jewish ones that he made into a servant, those considered his possessions. Mistei Achuzo, a field that he got his inheritance. V'michres kulam einan milchamim. V'zmachim, all of them, it does not take effect. Tiv Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says you cannot be machiv everything you own. He said, look, if you see even for a good intention for Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash, you are not permitted to give away all your nechosim. We see from here that a person should be careful with the way he spends his nechosim. It doesn't mean to be stingy, but it means that you shouldn't just throw things out and use your money wisely. Kamuvan, we know that the wisest thing to do with your money is to give it to tzedakah. Like it says that the thing that preserves money is tzedakah. But even in tzedakah, there's rules also. Under normal conditions, a person's not entitled to give more than a fifth of his value to tzedakah. Under circumstances, he could give more than a fifth. For that, he has to ask a shayla.